Chapter 9. Returning to France. 3 years passed, and the terrible storm of revolution continued in France. Aristocrats were leaving behind their homes and escaping abroad. By August 1792, Tellson's in London had become a centre of news and a meeting place for many French emigrants. One hot afternoon, Charles Darnay stood by Mr. Lorry's desk. "It's too dangerous for you to travel to Paris," Darnay said.
"My dear Charles," said Mr. Lorry, "it's safe enough. Who will be interested in an Englishman of nearly 80? And even if Paris is wild, that's the reason I must go. There are documents I must bring back from Tellson's in Paris to prevent the wrong people getting them. It could save people's lives. You know that it's impossible to have things sent here from Paris now."
"I wish I were going," said Darnay, more to himself than to Mr. Lorry.
"What do you mean? You know how unwise that would be. You're a Frenchman."
"Yes, it's because I'm a Frenchman that I want to go. The revolution has happened for a reason. I pity the poor people and understand the reasons for their despair. They might listen to me. Last night I was talking to Lucy."
"And what would Lucy think of you wanting to go to France?" cried Mr. Lorry.
"But I'm not going, and you are," said Darnay, smiling. "Are you going alone?"
"I'll take Jerry and go tonight," answered Mr. Lorry.
At that moment, Mr. Stryver came in.
"Have you any idea how we can find this man?" he said, putting a letter in front of Mr. Lorry.
Darnay could see the address on the letter. It read, in French, "Urgent, to Monsieur, once known as the Marquis of Evrémonde, France, trusted to the care of Tellson's Bank, London, England." Since the morning of his wedding, when Darnay had told Dr. Manette the secret of his name, he had told no one else. Lucy did not know it, and neither did Mr. Lorry.
"I'm told that this is the nephew of the Marquis who was murdered," said Mr. Stryver. "A terrible man who believed in the new ideas and left behind his position and his duty some years ago. But we don't know how to find him."
"I know the gentleman," Darnay said suddenly.
"Really?"
said Mr. Stryver, surprised.
"Then I am sorry for it, for he is no gentleman."
"Will you deliver the letter?"
asked Mr. Lorry.
"At once," replied Darnay. "I'll return at 8 before you leave for Paris to say goodbye."
With that, Darnay hurried away from Mr. Lorry. He wanted to read the letter in private.
"Prison of the Abbé, Paris, the 21st of July, 1792. To Monsieur, once known as the Marquis. After 3 years fearing for my life, I have been arrested and brought to Paris. My home has been burned to the ground. I am accused of treason against the people. For this crime, they will bring me to trial, find me guilty, and punish me with death. They say I have acted against them for an emigrant. It is useless for me to say I have acted for the people, not against them, according to your orders. They don't listen when I say I have collected no rent from them. All they say is that I acted for an emigrant, and where is he? Oh, monsieur, where are you? I send my cry across the sea, hoping it might reach your ears through the great bank of Tellson's. Please come and help me. I have been true to you, and now I pray that you will be true to me. Monsieur Gabelle.
This letter troubled Darnay greatly. He knew he had left France too quickly after his uncle's death. His love for Lucy had caused him to hurry back to England before he had worked out how things should be managed in his village. Darnay walked up and down thinking, should he go to Paris? He had not oppressed anyone. He had not demanded payment of rent. Instead, he had ordered Monsieur Gabelle, an old servant of the Evrémonde family, to give the poor people of the village what little there was to give. Now, Gabelle was in danger through no fault of his own. Yes, he must go. But Lucy and her father must know nothing about his plan until he was gone. He would not tell Mr. Lorry either. Darnay returned to Tellson's at 8 o'clock, as he had promised.
I've delivered that letter, he told Mr. Lorry. I cannot allow you to take a written answer to Paris, but perhaps you will take a message.
Of course, if it's not dangerous.
Not at all, although it is for a prisoner in the Abbey called Monsieur Gabelle. Please give him this message. The person he wrote to has received the letter and will come.
Darnay walked outside with Mr. Lorry to where Jerry and the carriage were waiting.
Give my love to Lucy and little Lucy, Mr. Lorry said to Darnay, and take very good care of them until I get back.
That night, Darnay stayed up late writing two letters. The first was to Lucy, explaining that it was his duty to go to Paris and that he would be in no personal danger there. The second was to the doctor, leaving his dear wife and child in his care. The next evening, Darnay kissed Lucy, telling her that he had to go out on some business and would return very soon. He had already hidden a suitcase, and he carried it out into the wet night with a heavy heart. He gave his two letters to a messenger, asking for them to be delivered at midnight and no sooner. Then he set out to Dover.